holy name. When I just think of the name of Jesus, just to bring him in my focus, it does something in my spirit. I would just like to say this before we give you the word. We're not going to be long, because long or short, it don't make a difference. You're going to get it and receive it and use it or not. There's nothing new under the sun. This book has been preached from Genesis to Revelation. It has been preached for the last 2,000 years. And people are still receiving or not receiving and doing whatever they want to do. So I'm not going to beat myself to death trying to make nobody do nothing. I'm just going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is in me. I'm just going to bless his name. And it's up to you to bless the Lord. If you want to bless the Lord, if he's done anything for you, then you know how to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, this is Family and Friends Day. It's Black History Month. It's Love Month. It's Hate Month. It's Good Bad Month. But you know, you have those on the top. But today is representative for this church as Family and Friend Day. So we're going to, the general overall topic is oneness. And we're going to base the oneness around family, friends, and fellowship. But I'm going to ask this question, because the only reason I'm standing here to talk about this word, my earnest desire and my wish that everybody get to heaven. Amen. And we can't get to heaven any kind of way. So I'm just here to give you what the word of God say, to continue to reiterate and to, you know, like you do children, you tell them over and over and over again. Because you want them to receive and get it. You want them to grow up to be intelligent and excellent. And men and women of valor and excellent. That's why you keep telling them over and over and over again. A parent that don't care about their children, to let them do anything they want to do. And when they come out bad, they cry. Too late then. You have to do everything you need to do as you bring them up. So I'm going to be basing my little talk around family, friend, and fellowship. And anything I give you is coming out of the word. Because my, what I say don't work with hilly beans. It could be real or not real. It could happen or it don't, might not happen. But this book right here. Anything this book says. It's going to happen. So it would be worth my while and time just to use what this book says. It explains itself. We have a lot of in other words and in other ways, you know, but this word explains itself. And I'm so glad to see all the family and friends of those who have invited those to come. And I'm just thankful for family, because I'm a family person. I guess you see that having 14 children, I must be was a family person. Huh? But thank God for them. And like I always tell them, you're going to heaven or you're not. Well, I'm not going with you if you're not. And I can't take you with me. You got to go on your own. You have to make up your own mind. And I'm going to say it over and over and over and over and over again. But now if you go to hell, I'm not going to cry. Won't cry for you. You already go. I tell you every day to do the thing right. Live according to the word of God. And be an example of it. Parents, you can't tell your children to do right. You're not doing right. Just be quiet. Don't say nothing. If you're not doing it, don't tell them to do it. The Bible says be an example of the world. But you still got to tell them. Amen. But I'm going to ask this question. All of those that in this building that want to go to heaven when you leave this world, I want you to stand up. If you want to go to heaven or wherever Jesus is, if you want to go to heaven when you leave this world, I'm asking you to stand up. Okay, I think everybody in the building that can stand, and those who can't stand, I think they lift their hands up. That's good enough. Like when I worked at a nursing home, I said, it doesn't matter that you can't say nothing. It doesn't matter that you can't do nothing. But whatever you have left that's working, use it. Shake your head if you can't talk. Pat your foot if you can't clap your hand. Clap your hand if you don't have nothing else. Use what you have left. Because I always tell them, listen, you wasn't in this nursing home all your life. You was young and out there doing whatever you wanted to do. Now you got old and you can't do much, but do what you got left. Use what you have left. You always use what you have left. And they up in their 90s and they 100 years old. I don't play around with them people because they go to hell like anybody else. Age don't get you into heaven. You got to live right. And so they be 190 and all of that. Use what you got left. Tap your hand, tap your feet because you want to go see Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't no time for us playing around. You can be seated. You can be seated. Ain't no time for us playing around with people today. We almost out of here. I ain't patting nobody on the back. I ain't going to pat you to hell. I'm going to try to pull you up in heaven. I ain't playing. And all the message is about repentance. Everybody needs to repent. Ask God to forgive you of your sin. You got a whole lot of Christians just lying and sinning and acting crazy and coming in the house of God waving their hand. Come in the house of God and repent. You're not going to heaven anyway if you're not saved. So I don't need a knee coming at you. If you ain't doing right and you die not right, you're going to hell. Time is about over. If you read the paper, which I don't much, but my husband is a paper reader and he's a news watcher, I don't check because there's too much things on there. I don't hear them talking nothing about God. And all I want to hear is about what God doing. The devil got a whole headline on every sheet. Headlines on the TV. Headline on the internet. Everything is about the devil and the devil. I don't have time to mess with the devil. Because you know when he's a good devil, he's doing what he's supposed to do. And those who follow him, follow him. Amen. I have two representations here. This oil is not to anoint nobody. Let me tell you first, you know, our people like to see oil, they want to get anointed. Everybody want to get anointed. See a little oil, everybody put their head on it. This oil. This oil, everybody want a blessing on Barbara. No. This oil is not to anoint nobody. So don't rush up after you know. No, this is my oil. And I don't put it on anybody. Neither do I put it on everybody. It's special. I told you I'm a happy Christian, man. Ain't no need up here being all whatever it is y'all be for trying to be up here. I'm not sophisticated. I'm just a right down child of God, love the Lord with all my heart. And on my way to heaven with a shout. Hey. I done went through all those serious days and all that. Well, that didn't help none. Devil don't care how serious you look at Carolyn. He knock you upside the head whenever you get ready if you let him. So we might as well enjoy Jesus. Enjoy Jesus, visitors and friends. I'm Sister Clark and I endorse myself. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Well, who is that up there? I saw everybody's eyes going up. That's a family, right, brother? That's a family. Who family? Okay. Okay. Our scripture lesson for today is taken from Psalms 133. And our general theme is unity, right? And this Psalms is what the Lord gave me. And I'm going to give you a little, this is what this oil is about. Because like I said, in order to get to heaven, we have to follow the word of God. And you cannot follow the word of God if you're not reading it. You might listen to the ministers, the bishops, and all of these people preaching and everything, but that's not all to it. You have to go home and get that Bible and see if what they were saying is in the Bible. Because there are many philosophies out today. People have a lot of sayings, but it's not from the Bible. So you need to go home with the Word of God and sit down and read it and follow what it says. Amen? And it says in Psalms, the book of Psalms, David wrote this Psalms. It says, behold. And this word behold means look here. Look. You know, take a moment. Don't, you know what they said about my husband? If he don't lift his head up and kind of act like he listened to what you say, he's not interested. So I find out a lot that when he's not interested, I don't talk. He's not listening, so I'm not wasting my time to talk. When you get ready to listen, then I'll talk. But this, David said, look, take time to look. He said, let me show you how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mount of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. The reason why David brought back up the oils that anointed Aaron when he became priest, because of the facts I'm going to take you. Let's go to Exodus chapter 30, verse 23. I want to show you, I want you to really look and see how unity smells, how it feels when you can get along together. It is a good thing when you can get along like this says. Now, in the book of Exodus, God told them to make a special oil. And it reads in the 23rd verse, it says, or the 22nd verse says, moreover, listen to this. This is not Moses concocting anything. And that's why I love the Word of God, because the Word of God is specific. It is absolute. It doesn't leave you any space to guess. No place to wonder if it goes this way. The Word of God is absolutely specific. So if you miss heaven, it was because you added or took away. I think I'm going to say that again. If you miss heaven, I won't even go that far. If you miss a joyful life, if you miss victories in your life, it's because you either took away something or you added something. Because the Word is all by itself. It is yay, it is nay, it is amen, and it's forevermore. God is not a God that leaves you to chance. He don't leave you to wonder. He gives you absolute. So it says, moreover, the Lord. Everybody say the Lord. Say the Lord. See, that's what that look mean. Look and focus and get an understanding. He said, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thou also these principal spices. Now, these spices were the top spices in Israel. Not of just anything, just like he told Nor. He said, Nor, build an ark. He didn't just say, Nor, go build an ark. He said, Nor, I want you to build an ark. And under these specific instructions, he gave him the width and the length and the height and the type of woods and everything. Now, had Moses, had Noah been smart as we are today, we would say, you know, we can use some cedar wood. That'd be just as good. That's what we do. He says, A, you say B will work just as good, because you see, you don't want to work hard to go and find A. So because B is right there where you can pick it up, you say this will work.
Uh-huh. Do it work? He said, take thou also these principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet cummins, 250 shekels, and of cassa, 500 shekels, after this shekel of the sanctuary, and the olive oil in hinds. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apostasy. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle and of the congregation therewith and the ark of the testimonies. Now this is what he set up for him to mix this oil. And if you read further on in that chapter, he says, now this oil is a special oil for the priest. If anybody else try to imitate this oil, they're going to be destroyed. If you take this oil and put it on any strangers, they're going to be ostracized out of the kingdom. He said, this is only oil to anoint the priest, because it's principal, it has the principal ingredients that when I bless it, those that you put it on are so blessed that if anybody touch the blessed man, they die. That's how great that oil was. And I have this oil, and it has all of these ingredients in this oil. Now it's okay for us to have this oil today, because back there they didn't have the Holy Ghost settled down in their soul. So this oil was a representation of the Holy Spirit. So we don't specifically need this to make us holy, because we got the holiest of the holiest. We got the Holy Ghost. But this oil is okay to use it. It had one of the sweetest smells. When you use it for specialties. I remember when I went to Israel and I brought back that special oil, and when I got home, Paul was sick. I don't know if you remember that, but I brought that oil home and I anointed Paul with it. And he was little. I put that oil on that boy and he was sick. That boy started saying some things that I knew that it wasn't him. It had to be the Spirit. He started saying some things, and I told somebody, I said, look, I've anointed you with this oil, and all of a sudden this array of words begin to come out, and I recognize then that the power of God, if you use it properly, will work through the olive oil. If you use it like the Spirit say, use it. And so I have this oil, and this is a representative. And you have another part of the same scripture that they made another set of oils. And he said, use these principal things for this oil, because now this oil will not anoint the priest, but this oil will anoint the tabernacle. But he said you have to get the principal ingredients. Frankincense, myrrh, cinnamon, and all of these high things that when I say it is anointed. James brought it back up in James chapter 5. He said, if you're sick, call for the elders of the church. Call for the elders of the church. If any among you, now that means that those that are part of the body of Christ, and you know the Lord, and you fall sick, the first person you're supposed to call is some elder somewhere. But you know, we done took that off a long time ago. We feel that 911 to get there faster. And if you get to the hospital quick enough, you live. But he said, call for the elders of the church. That's James chapter 5. And the elders of the church will pray over you. They will anoint you with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he or she have committed any sins, it shall be forgiven. So I get to the place, I said, people don't want to be forgiven. Because you see, the calling for the elders and the anointing of the prayer of faith, it's a package deal. Amen. It comes with forgiveness.
Amen.
But see, I say if you don't get the full deal, that means that you took off or you added on. In order to get the fullness of God and all that he says, you have to know this book. You have to read it and go by what it says. And when you go by what this book says, everything works like the book says it will work. Now, we're not saying that after the elders come that he won't say, go and get this check or go and get that check. But what that he will do, if he send you out there to a doctor, it's going to be somebody that trusts in God. It'll be somebody that know how to look up to God before they put the knife on you. Oh, yes. That's the package deal he has for those that will receive it. Those that will operate in it. Those that will follow it. But you know how many people want to follow that? The Bible has not changed. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, many of us are going to go to heaven, but we're going to go to heaven on that rocky boat. Somebody say, well, I just want to get there. Who wants the rock all the way to heaven? We want to walk straight and get some blessings. Who want to drag all the way to heaven? Who want to always be questioning everything all the way to heaven? Who want to suffer all the way to heaven? Yeah, it's all right to go to heaven, but I tell you, God got some great things right here that we can enjoy life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to do it his way. It's his way or the highway. It's the book. Hallelujah. So he said, when David wrote that about how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity, he could not bring up anything that would really fit what he was trying to say, what he was trying to bring to mind, how great it is. He couldn't find nothing to put to that to make it really, make you really feel that there is something really special in being able to work together.
Yeah.
And so he reached all the way back to the time when God gave a plan that the oil, he says, so unity, it is not the oil, but it's like that precious oil. It is like that special oil that they poured on the head of Aaron. And it was so much of it. There is so much greatness of God. There is so much power of God. There's so much goodness of God that it'll fill you up and it'll run over to your children and your children's children and to all the generation that's in your family. It is so much of the greatness of God that we just won't even use. And it's free for the asking. It's free. Anything the doctor give you, got to pay for it. I see people going and paying $300 for a little bottle of pills. And that's the, what you call it? That's just the copay. Well, my doctor told me I had high blood pressure, but I told her, no, I don't have high blood pressure. You say that. And she said, she said, okay, Miss Clark, you know, she know me. She said, well, just get these and just keep them if you need them. So I said, okay. I got them. When I was going to get them, the man brought it down and he said, I said, how much that cost? He said, that's 100 and, I said, 100 and who what? I asked that man, I said, do we got gold in there? It was just 30. I said, is gold in those things? I said, if that's what it's called, you can keep it. Because I'm not paying that for that. No. Not using up my money. Ain't no gold in there. And who gonna say it's gonna help me or hinder me? because it got 100,000 side effects. Suicide and anger and all these things. All these things they give you, they say you might feel like you're on suicide, you're nauseated, your kidney going out, you get a dim eyes, you vomit. It named everything, and then it say it might end up killing you. It's on there. It's on there, people of God. It's written on there. But we so trust them people, we say we'll take a chance. But we won't take a chance of a little bit of olive oil that have no side effects, that you can pour all over you in the name of Jesus and be made whole. The oil ain't got no side effects. And it don't cost you much either. But it'll do everything and more. Peter, I say, olive oil, what that going to do? What them things you taking going to do? I ain't locking nobody take all the medicine you want. That's up to you. Every individual do what they want. But I'm just not going to let it work on me. I'd rather go with that Sarasi and that aloes. Drink it on down with a little bit of olive oil. Lord, my head and all in the name of Jesus. And keep on ticking. Come on, y'all. It's the heavenly goodness truth. But anyway, this is the way David explained the unity and the pleasantness of people being able to get along with one another. Being able to work with one another. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We praise God. And we ain't never seen him a day in our life. We ain't never seen Jesus a day in our life. And we praise him. And we don't disrespect him. And we going on. But Lord, one another, we just can't stand. So don't tell me you love Jesus. That's not unity. That's not unity. Unity is sweet and it's pleasant and it's wonderful until David says it is like the dew on Mount Zion. That's what Hermon was. When it said Hermon, it's like the dew of Hermon. And as the dew that descended upon the Mount of Zion, he's talking about Mount Zion. He's talking about the hill of God. He's talking about heaven. He said that's how pleasant and good it is if you can get along with one another. Why can't we just get along? Why can't we just love one another? We say we family. Let me tell you what family looked like. In Genesis chapter 45, verse 1 through 8, see, real families has to be connected by God. In the 45th chapter in Genesis, verse 1, Joseph, it said, I don't want to read it all, but this is when the family of Jacob threw their brother away because they were jealous of him. We have so much jealousy in families. What you gonna be jealous of me for? Your daddy, my daddy, your mom is my mama. If you get a little bit more, that's all right. If I get a little bit less, hey, you least you got. But then this family, they got so mad with the boy, they want to kill him. I'm talking about what family? A real family. Family that's connected together by God. A family that prays together is a family that stays together. And Joseph was ostracized out of his family, had to go down there and live out. They wanted to kill him. And the other one said, don't kill him. They said, sold him. And then they sold him again. Until, you see, they didn't know what they were doing. But he went through everything that was very bad. Right? But guess what? He still was family. He still loved his family. Even though they did all kind of things to him, he loved his family. And he did when the time came, if you read that scripture, when the time came and God sent his family where he was sending them down to protect their family, when they came down there, he couldn't do nothing. got all beat down, family. That boy got all beat down. He went through everything that was adverse. But when he saw his family again, after so many years, he said he could not contain himself. Because you know what happened? The love of God was in him. You can't love your family, one another, if you don't really have the love of God.
Amen.
You got to have the love of God in your heart to love some of your family members. Because sometimes they do you so bad.
Yeah.
But if you got the love of God and you're going to love them. You got some daddies that didn't feed their children. But if you get the love of God in you, when you see that daddy, even though he never gave you a dime, you're going to love that daddy. Because it's the love of God.
Yeah.
We cannot go to heaven with anger against our family. We can't get to heaven if we can't work with our families. I don't care how you cheat them. I don't care how you lie on them. I don't care what you do to one another. You can't go to heaven if you don't forgive them.
Amen.
Joseph cried aloud. But Joseph said, oh my God, I'm your brother Joseph. But you don't know that God sent me to save you. You have to go through a whole lot of stuff in family. But if you are a child of God and your family is not a child of God, God made you a child of God to be an example. That no matter what they do to you, you'll be able to open your mouth and say, I love you anyhow. You'll be able to hug their neck anyhow. You can't be divided. Because you're not going to have no joy. You're not going to have no peace. Because there's nowhere in the world you can run away that you won't see them again. You're going to meet up with them somewhere. Somewhere you're going to see your brother, your sister, your daddy, your husband, whoever he is. I don't care what he did and how bad he was. You say you got the love of God. You got to love. And if they're hungry, you got to feed them. If they need some clothes, you got to divide it with them. You can't stand up by yourself and come in church and hoop the law with the Holy Ghost and then go out and can't hug your brother neck. Where's the love of God in all that mess? Ain't no love in that because you ain't never saw God. You ain't never put your arm around his neck. You ain't never hugged Jesus. You ever hugged Jesus? In the natural? You ever hugged God? You never even seen him, but you got faith that he exists. But you see, you don't have to wonder if your husband or your wife or your mother or your father or your sister or your brother or your children exist. You know they do. That's what he sent me to tell you. Families, get together. Get together with your family and love your family.
Yeah.
If you gotta ask forgiveness. Because if you can't forgive those who you see, God said, I'm not gonna forgive you. So don't waste your time even going to church because you ain't going to heaven. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Stay home and live in your hate. Rest yourself to the Lord, breathe on you. And give you a place of deliverance. Love your daddy if he don't even take care of you. Because you at least you're in the world. You're in the world where you got a chance to do something if you need to do something. Love worketh no ill to his brother. Love is kind. It's compassionate. Love is patient. Love is forgiving. So Joseph blessed his family and said, hi, it's my daddy. Is my daddy still alive? Bring my daddy down so I can take care of my daddy. And the brothers were afraid because they know what they did to their brother. They was afraid. See, Joseph wasn't afraid. But all them brothers was afraid. They said, oh my God, he gonna get us now. He got a chance to really put something on us. Because he done rose up to the top. And oh, they kept that in their mind for a little while, you know. They said, now when their daddy died, they said, oh, he gonna really turn on us now because daddy dead. But Joseph was a man of God. Joseph had the real love of God in his heart. Joseph knew what love was. Love is not words. Love is action. Love is action. You say you love God, you love the brothers and sisters in the church, and you don't even want to come and sit with them.
Amen.
What is that? What is that? That's not the real deal. You know who had the real deal of love? The young man called Jonathan. The 18th chapter, the verse 1 through 4, that was real love. That was real love. You got it up there, brother? 1 Samuel, brother. What is it, man? Brother. 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 1 through 4. That's real friendship. Real friendship. The Bible say a friend loveth at all times. It don't matter if I have to tell you some hard things like I do Desiree. I tell Desiree some hard things because I ain't got time to let the Lord send Desiree here and she end up and go to hell. Don't make no sense. But you know she takes it because she know God called her up in here. And God told her to sit by the clock so the clock ain't going to mess up under her watch. Desiree go into heaven. And I tell her some hard things. After a while, when she don't listen and don't listen, I keep telling her, I say, all right, stop the foolishness, child. Get yourself right with God because it don't make no sense what you're doing. And she said, that's right. She said, that's right. She accepted. And God has made some other people accountable to some of you, but you're too afraid to give them the truth. When you see them going wrong, you're too afraid to tell them something is not right. I used to tell them way back there, don't pat me to hell. Shake me all the way to heaven. If I ain't right, I'm just not right. Tell me I'm not right. A friend loving at all times. Jesus said, I don't call you servants. I call you friend because I don't do nothing in secret. And you know everything about me. That's what a friend is all about. That's why before you get married, the person married, you need to be your friend first. Be your friend first. Love start out in friendship. Love start out in friendship. Make that woman or that boy that your friend first. And see how they operate. See how the long-term operation. Check them out. Check them out. Because they know how to pretend. They know how to do it real good. Oh, yeah, man. A friend love it at all times. And a friend doesn't worry about how that other friend have to correct him when things are not right. So David and Jonathan, they were connected according to the scripture. They were connected
as having one heart.
God put them together like they had one heart. And Jonathan and David went along so much that he even went against his father because his father wasn't right. The father didn't do it right. The father didn't act right. So God put David and Jonathan together to get the work done. And God put David and Jonathan together so Jonathan can keep David alive because David was going to be a king. And the father wasn't going to be no king because he won't act right. A lot of us can't be leaders because we don't act right. Your actions speak louder than your words. It's what you do that counts. That's not what you say. It's what you do that makes the difference. You can say a whole lot of stuff. But it's what you do that makes the difference. Hallelujah. And when all of this is said and done, when you remember in your spirit that unity and working together is like the preciousness of heaven. Do you understand kindred spirits? Do anybody know what a kindred spirit is? A kindred spirit is a spirit that operates like heaven.
Yes. Yeah.
And God don't put everybody together. When your spirit connect with somebody, you got to know that God is doing some operation there. He's putting some people in your life that you're going to be accountable to. And the two or three or four of you together is going to make it. Because the Bible says no man is an island. No man lived to himself and no man died to himself. But God gives you kindred spirits. He gives you spirit that's connected with one another. And when those spirits connect together, Jonathan and David became as one person. That's what he said about your husband and wife. That you shall become
one.
Oh God. That's most of the
that's
about the crookedest one I ever seen around in the world today. But the real deal in marriage is you are supposed to come as one person. One person. If that ain't happening in your friendship, if your mind is not connected together, I think you better go back and do a little bit more kneeling down.
Yeah.
I done seen somebody had all their stuff ready to get married. All bought all the stuff. Wasn't too long before the wedding. And they saw some things that wasn't looking too right. They asked the pastor what you think. He said, if you see that there, and you don't feel good about that there, and you don't think you're going to handle like that, call it off. And I had some material in my house that I had bought for the dress. She called that thing off. They ain't married till the day. Called it off. But she ain't in that misery. She ain't locked down in that stuff that you can't get loose. I say the thing said wedlock. You said I do, you did, and you're done.
Yes.
You're locked up, and the key going back to heaven.
Right.
Wedlock.
Yeah.
You're locked up. Now some people so miserable, but you don't have the key. You're locked up. It locked up. But unity is a sweet thing. Working together is wonderful. Can't we just get along? Why do we not like one another? Why we can't talk? Settle to one another. Most of the time people don't talk to one another. They talk at one another. You know what I'm saying? Now then you get to the place now everybody's scared to talk. Because you don't know what the reaction coming back. So you don't say nothing. So what, you become isolated. You don't become that fellowship no more. You don't come that pleasantness no more. You don't have that sweet smelling no more. Unity is sweet like the best perfume there is.
Yes.
Nail perfume are expensive, Brother Jones. So that tell me that oneness is expensive. Oneness is expensive. You gotta go a whole lot before you become one.
Yeah.
But you stop in the middle, you never become one.
Right.
Even with your children.
Yeah.
You're supposed to stay on until you all become understanding one another.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And you notice, over all of this, when the Lord set all of this up, he said, then I bless that. That's where the blessing falls. When you can get along with one another. When you can unify with one another. When you can love one another like he loved. Love, the agape love. The love not because of, but in spite of. In spite of, Brother McKinsey, I love you anyhow. You can call me anything under the sun. I'm going to love you because I don't love you in my love. Because my love is in and out and up and down. But the love of God is absolute. The love of God is in spite of it, no matter what you do.
Yeah.
That love, because you are not loving with your love. You're loving with the love of God. God is loving these people through you.
Yeah.
God has to love people through you.
Yeah.
You don't know how to love.
Hey.
We don't know how to love. Because somebody do us wrong, boy, I tell you. Give some few choice words here.
Yeah.
But when the love of God is in there, it just don't matter. You might be a little upset for a minute, but after that, man, you feel all right. You go back talking to one another. You go back talking to your children. You go back talking to the saints. But you got saints right in there sitting up and got stuff in their head from God to tell when. They still mad. Joyce Meyer said on the radio the other day, she was talking about family and oneness and love. She said that single people get is single people is sad, and married people is mad. So if you don't get married, you don't get married. She said, because it's a mess all the way around. She said, single people want to have sex and married people don't. Married people get a headache.
Yeah.
I don't feel like being bothered. Oh, they say all things. Them young people running all over the place like rabbits. They ain't care when, where, how much. They don't care.
Yeah.
But the Christians and the saint people, they say, don't want to have none of that. I don't feel like being bothered. And then they get out of fellowship with one another and it's done.
Yeah.
No more, never. It's the truth. And we need to face up to righteousness. And because you can't go to heaven like that. You got to go to heaven like the brother say, in the unity of the Spirit, with the grace of God, with the anointing of God. You can love if you want to. You choose not to love. You choose to be mad. You choose to be fussing. You choose to be cussing. You choose to be divided. It's your choice. All you do is fussing and cussing. You might not say bad word, but the Christian got their own hard words. Now we say that too. We need to get it right. Change. Change. Everybody stood up in there and said they want to go to heaven. You sure we're not going to fly with no wings? And God ain't give nobody no wings. Only animal, only the bird got wings, so we ain't flying nowhere. You got to be caught up with the Holy Ghost power. You got to be caught up to meet the Lord. You got to have the Holy Ghost to meet the Lord. Ain't nobody going up on no wings. Those two men went up in a chariot of fire, they got to come back and die. They just up there waiting till it's all over so they could go back and take care of the Jews. But time winding up, saints of God. And I'm not standing here just talking. I say I want people to repent. And get saved. And stop wasting time. Families, be a family. Be a family if you're a family. If you had things to happen to you, talk about it. Get it straight. Because I tell you, for the last few days, I got a woe inside of me. I mean, it's a horrifying feeling. It's a dreadful feeling. Something is about to take place. Something is moving in the supernatural. Something is about to shake this place. And like we told you a couple of Sundays ago, the little bit of salvation you got is not enough for you to make it through. You gotta get digging down in the well. And I'm reading the Bible, and he's sending me into the Word of God, and he's talking about the destruction, the destruction, the destruction. I said, but God, I'm asking you for a blessing, and I need something to happen. And you sent me to the scripture about destruction. But I had to read it. Destruction. I got a phone call the other day. And the sister was telling me, because we're talking about prayer. She was telling me, she said, there was a little fellow that was in the church. He's 9 years old. 9 years old. And he said, he went to the minister. And this is for real. He went to the minister and he said, God gave me a message. He said, but I have to give the message. He's 9 years old. And so the minister, when the time was right, let him give the message. And said, a little 9 year old got up and said, God told me that there's an earthquake coming to Florida. And it's going to break up in three parts. And he said, but God said he's going to spare me from that earthquake. So the little fellow went back, sat on the seat, put his head in his mother's lap, went to sleep and never woke up again. 9 years old. And two other people has confirmed that there's an earthquake going to come to Florida. And who's going to be able to span? We have, when she told me that, I remember the dreadful spirit that I wakes up with that's in my stomach. I pray, I fast, I cry, but I can't get it. Something is in the air. Young people, old people, and all the people, get right with God. Get your soul right with God. Those who think you're right, check it out again. Those who've been hanging around a long time and won't surrender to God, you need to surrender to God right now. Because people are dying left and right. Heart attacks all over the place. Just dying, just dying. And you don't know when your day is. And when you're dead, you're finished. You got some people that live so old, certain age, and they would not surrender to God. What are you waiting on? What? The world ain't giving you nothing. Everybody out there, the banks and everybody taking everything you got. So what are you waiting on to just turn over to Jesus and live for him? Because he got everything. He got all you need. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm going to be with you even until the end of the world. He said, I will give to you according to my riches and glory. So why are you trusting the bank and Wall Street and your job and all these things? They all going to fail. He said, I got my riches in heaven. And I'll give you all what you need from heaven. Not from your pocketbook. Your pocketbook cannot sustain you. I don't care how much money you got right now. One knock from the Lord with a sickness and you don't have a dime left. Some help. Money cannot give you health. Money cannot save your life. You better call on Jesus. You better get saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, anointed, and be saved. Our children don't want to work. I don't understand it. I don't know what these children playing around. They won't go to the altar. They won't seek God home. All they want to do is be on these things on their finger, watch crazy things on TV. They don't want to be saved. They think they got their life in their hand. They think that they can live as long as they want to live. God will knock your life out in a second. We need to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. If you ask everybody, everybody's saved. Everybody going to heaven, but nobody living right. This is dangerous. God ain't playing. And furthermore, I'm going to close with this. Furthermore, you don't have nothing. Nobody don't have nothing. Because the clothes you're wearing come from the animals God made. Your breath you're breathing, you borrowed it from God. The food you're eating, it come out of the ground that God made. So you don't have nothing. Because when you came here, you saw pants. When you came here, you saw clothes. When you came here. So you don't have nothing. Everything you got is borrowed. Everything you have is borrowed. Everything you have is borrowed. So stop thinking you got something. You don't have nothing. And if you get that in your head, get that in your spirit, you'll really step up to the plate and you'll give and you'll help those that are in need and you'll share what you got and stop storing it up for a rainy day. It's been raining a long time. It's been raining for years. And somebody need help and you need to help them. People, get it right with God. Children and grandchildren, stop playing the fool. Stop playing the fool. The only reason why you ain't saved is because you want to do what you're still doing and you don't want to stop. You don't want to stop. They don't want to stop, brother. They don't want to stop. They want to do just what they're doing. Parents, stand up and say, not in my house. Not in my house. You're going to go to church. You're going to do what you do. Even if you're pretending, you're coming out of my house. Because you're responsible as long as they're in your house. Don't do anything in your house. They ain't paying the mortgage. They ain't doing nothing but taking their money, doing what they want to do. Say, not in my house. You're going to serve God. You're getting out of here and you're going to the house of God. You're not going to sit up in your seat, but the parents don't want to go to church itself. They Holy Ghost filled, but they don't want to go to church. So they can't say it with fervency. They can't say it with earnestness because they ain't going either. They ain't going nowhere. Oh, I got rest. Rest from what? Only God can put you to sleep. And he'll keep your eyes open all night long. And see if you rest. All kind of excuses.
Listen, it's time to stop it. It's time to rise up in the name of Jesus and let the devil be scared. We ain't supposed to be scared. He's supposed to be scared.
The blessings which God commands on those that dwell in love is life forevermore. It is the blessings of the blessing. Those that dwell in love not only dwell in God, but are already in heaven.
Sure.
You don't have to wait to go to heaven. You can live like you're in heaven right on this earth, right, Sister Carmen? You can live like you're in heaven right on this earth. Yes! You don't have to have a great big move to get to heaven because it's going to be already just right. Because he said, I got all the blessings in heaven down for you. People of God, get it right. Families, get together. If you got to beg pardon, you got to ask forgiveness, please do it quickly. Because the death horse is riding. The pale horse is riding. 21-year-old people dropping dead. Ain't nobody say, ain't nothing was wrong with them. Well, the time was up. You know your life is just on that thing like in the gambling house. You see that big old thing that go around in the gambling house and they throw those dice in there and that thing spin around and when that thing drop in that slot, that's what you win, right?
Yeah.
God showed me that over 40 years ago. He said your life is just one of those slots. When it drop into that slot, you could be well or sick, young or old. You're dead. Let's live like heaven. Let's make it in. Let's call for a Bible. Anybody want prayer? Just stand where you are. I'm not calling you up here. If you want to change your life, if you want your life really changed, that you can be a family, you can be a friend, you can have fellowship, you can have love, real love, one to another. Hallelujah. Just stand. Don't have to come forward. Just make your request as you stand. When you stand, I know you want something from God. And I don't need us calling up here and putting our hands on you. Because it's only God that can give you what you need. Psalm says, what you need, God's got it. And so we're just going to pray for you. We're going to pray that you would have a change of heart, a change of life. Parents, do better. Parents, do better. Do better. Don't let your children die and go to hell from your house. If they die and go to hell, let's make sure that they don't move out.
Hallelujah.
We also will remember the niece of the Mackeys. Granddaughter, her name is Kanisha Mackey, who was in a very, very...